Okay, go ahead.
Very good. It is 12:01, August 25th, 2021. I hereby call this special meeting of the Clinton Township Mayor and Council to order. Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements governing the Open Public Meetings Act and the Sunshine Law?
Yes, we have.
Thank you much. If you will all join me in a salute to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. One thing I appreciate more in person than virtual is the flag salute. So hard to make sure everybody's timed correctly. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Sure. Councilman Glazer?
Here.
Councilman Strauss, he's absent. Councilwoman Switlick, she's absent. Council President Kochanowski?
Here.
And Mayor Milley?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you much. First item on this agenda is a public comment session, which will open to any item that the public may wish to speak about. I don't see any public except for one individual who I'm not sure has any questions, but we'll open this public comment. And if anybody would like to say anything, please go ahead. Hearing and seeing none, close the public comment session, and we will move on to the resolution that we have before us, resolution approving an affordable housing agreement with Ingerman Development Company, LLC, for the Willows at Spruce Run. This is a pretty standard run-of-the-mill agreement that we would have with any of our developers, and we are holding this special meeting in order to make sure that we are able to submit this, or that the developer is able to submit this when they apply for their tax credit financing with the HMFA.
So, Mayor, would you like me to just, you know, quickly review any of the provisions or some of the substantive provisions? Or, I mean, I know everybody's received it and read it, but I'd be happy to go through it anyway.
Yeah, and I think particularly might be good to touch on the dual option in the agreement for the pilot.
Yep, definitely. So, I mean, as you mentioned, it's a fairly standard agreement. This is not the same thing as the normal developer's agreement that we enter into. We're going to have that as well through the application process, but this is specifically for the HMFA financing application and for the benefit of both sides, and it really lays out the responsibilities of the affordable housing developer and the municipality and their respective obligations, generally speaking. So the first one that you asked about is payment in lieu of taxes. So I believe it was last month or earlier this month, the council approved a pilot agreement with Ingerman. It was a standard HMFA pilot. It provides for a 6.28% payment in lieu of taxes, I believe, over 30 years, I want to say. What Ingerman is actually requesting and what the agreement provides for is the possibility of, instead of doing the HMFA pilot, potentially doing a pilot under the long-term tax exemption law. And the way it's spelled out in the agreement, it would be the initial 6.28% payment, just like under the HMFA pilot. That would be for 15 years, so a shorter period. And then after that, the payments would increase, and the schedule of increases is laid out in the agreement, and it tracks. It's basically the maximum that is allowed under the statute. So, you know, I think if we're already good with the HMFA pilot, you know, frankly, the LTTE pilot would probably be even better for the municipality, but the affordable housing agreement basically says we'll do one or the other, and it provides some flexibility there. Then there's just, you know, a lot of normal provisions laying out what the improvements are going to consist of. Basically, you know, it's really Ingerman is obligated to buy it, can't transfer the project without our consent, et cetera, et cetera. Some of the things I definitely wanted to note, because I do think it's important in terms of the municipality's obligation. So, for example, the agreement is quite explicit that we're not in any way liable for any of the closing costs, either in terms of getting the tax credits, the financing through HMFA, anything else to do with getting a mortgage on the property. Really, the extent of our support is more helping Ingerman acquire, for instance, water and sewer capacity, help them with the types of permits that they're going to need. But we're not directly responsible for obtaining all of that for them, except that there is a commitment in here that for the water and sewer allocations that we already have, we are committing to transfer those to Ingerman, and that's already in our settlement agreement in our third round plan. So it's just basically repeated in this agreement to make it really clear. There is also a commitment on our part, if they need rights of way easements, for instance, for putting in offsite infrastructure or utilities, there's a commitment on our part to help them with that to the extent that we're allowed to. And then there's commitments with respect to helping them with the Highlands Council process, including, amendments to our sewer service area, et cetera, et cetera. Again, all consistent with what's in our affordable housing agreement. And then the only thing that is absolutely an obligation on the part of the township, which is already provided for in our settlement agreement and third round plan, is creating a crosswalk across 31. That's going to be on us. Another thing I want to point out, because this is really good for the township, is that Ingerman is going to be posting an initial $15,000 in escrow. This is separate from the application escrow. So this is to cover the municipality's professional costs in connection with, everything from the preparation of all these different agreements to the rezoning of the property that already took place, dealing with the water, the sewer, Highlands Council, all the rest. It is capped at $25,000, but that's still a substantial amount of money to help cover the township's professional costs. And then that, let me just see if there was anything else. That's really it. Those are the main provisions, and then the rest of it is just a lot of the standard language that you'd find in any agreement. That's all I got.
Very good. Thank you very much. Any questions from the council?
I do. Fishka, that was a great summary. You answered most of my questions already, as I anticipated you would. So thank you. And I appreciate you making that minor change from the early draft to the final draft. I think that was just belts and suspenders helpful.
It was. And Ingerman, I sent that over to Ingerman's attorney. They had no issue with it whatsoever.
Yeah. So. And as you said, the ordinance was there anyways. I did want to ask one question. I think I understand it, but just for edification. 4.7, the prime groundwater recharge area. The township is committing to do the stormwater element of the master plan, which I think we already had an obligation to do. So that's not anything new. It's just kind of re-promising to do something we're going to do.
Yep.
But it does talk about then that we'll include this section to the extent that we have to designate a new area to replace the area on their property. We would do so.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, and again, we would do that
anyways. Yeah, that's certainly how we would. And right. And we've been cooperating with them anyway in terms of getting whatever we need from the Highlands Council to make this happen.
Right. And then the time of construction, we give them to July of 2023. And I assume this is sort of a just in case the first round financing we don't get, it gives us a second try. So we don't have to go back and amend agreements and all of that stuff.
Correct.
All right.
I believe it's a second try, and there may even be, let me just find that.
And it said if the second try was unsuccessful, we would.
Yeah, I think there may even be a third, or at least talking to them about alternate sources of financing.
4% or something.
Right, before the agreement is terminated. Because in other words, if they can't get financing, that's a basis for terminating the agreement. But this is really, as long as they're being diligent in securing the financing that they need, we talk to them before terminating anything.
And as Brian said, I think, obviously I don't love to do special meetings, but it's important we get this done because that financing is so important to the project, and this project is so important to the town.
Correct. And their application deadline is August 31st, and this needs to be
perfect.
Included in the application.
Great. Thank you.
We've already checked off a number of the other
we have.
That we need to have with that application. Part of the reason, if you all recall, that we chose to pursue this project was because of how competitive it would be in that special affordable housing HMFA tax credit round.
And of course, and Brian, it's 55%.
Yeah, it's a highly competitive round, but it's also a very competitive project. It's got a lot of other things going for it that we think this will help.
Yep.
Right. And super advantageous to the town because it's 55% affordable versus a normal maybe 20 or 15. So it's a good project. Right. I have no more questions. Thank you.
Yeah, I have no questions.
Just one other thing just to mention. So as I said, it's already, Ingerman has already signed off on everything in here. It's also been reviewed by John Drill, your Affordable Housing / Planning Board Council. So he's fine with it. He only had a few minor changes that have already been incorporated. So basically everybody who had to look at it in order, you know, prior to the council approving it has looked at it, signed off on it. So.
And I did have one more, Trishka. Exhibit B, the development schedule and timeline, that's dropped in at the end or, oops.
Yeah, Kate is working on that right now. I did email her this morning. I'm like, I still need those exhibits and I got this frantic. Yes, I'm working on it.
Right. But
it's coming.
Right. The resolution addresses that though, because between your review and Brian and Carla before they signed it, you'll have looked at that. It'll be accepted.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Right. No, that's, yeah, the nothing gets signed until I have, you know, looked at the final product and signed off on it, you know, as Corporation Counsel. And, you know, certainly I have the authority under the resolution, you know, to make changes as long as they don't materially alter what's in this agreement. Obviously, right. Any material alterations are going to come back to the council.
Right. And in terms of the timeline and schedule, double schedule timeline, we already have the 23 date in here is the end date, the farthest date it can go out. We have the plans from the planning board already. So a lot of this is already approvals,
baked. Yeah, and a lot of it's going to be driven even by MLUL deadlines. But it's still important to have a timeline because it's something that enables the township to make sure that this is actually progressing and proceeding because it is a critical component of the third round plan. And if it's not going to get off the ground or in the ground is literally, you know, we need these commitments because we need to know.
Right.
You know, if and when we have to change direction. So, but they're so far along in the process, you know, at this point, I don't want to characterize this as belts and suspenders because it isn't. It's still important to have this in place, but it isn't. I mean, we're well on the way.
Right.
In terms of, as you said, they've already have their preliminary approvals. They are going as fast as they can. So it's not like this is something speculative.
Mm-hmm. Great. I mean, if the mayor would entertain a motion, I'd be happy to make a motion that we approve the resolution.
Accept that motion. May I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you much. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Council President Konchanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Great.
That concludes the regular business, knowing that... this is a special meeting. I don't think there's anything else. Mr. Glazer, would you like to make a motion?
I would motion that we adjourn this special meeting.
I will second that motion.
Tom,
go ahead.
I was going to say, in the interest of me carrying this mini fridge up 6 flights of stairs, I'll second that motion too.
Councilman Glazer. The elevator building next time.
Councilman Glazer. Yeah,
what?
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Council President Konchanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
We're adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming.
Thanks, all.
Excellent. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.